Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors. The Don and Mike
Show. I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Hey, Tim Russert, what's your diet, my friend?
So you need a combination, a mixture of whipped cream and mashed potatoes and meat.
Well, that sounds like a good time for...
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Right.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Rut row. Listen to this.
What about the vagina?
Exactly. Christina Aguilera is in People magazine this week.
Yeah.
Candyman. She just squeezed out a baby, or she's going to have it.
No, she had a C-section.
She had a C-section.
Yeah, she had a C-section.
Thank you, because here's the quote. She had a C-section, and she says, I had it because I didn't want any surprises. She said, honestly, I didn't want any vaginal tearing.
Yeah.
There you go, from People magazine.
You know, I think it's important when a woman thinks about that.
That's right.
Me too.
I'd like to say I'm with you, Christina.
I'd say more women should think about that. Save your daisies.
Absolutely.
Save your daisies.
Save the daisies.
You know, she's a smart, wonderful, talented woman.
Yeah. What's the other thing about Amy Winehouse? She has big jugs. That's just recently been a phenomenon I've seen on the internet.
Yeah, because you see all these skanky photos, and then all of a sudden this one where she's got like a push-up bra, and it's amazing.
And what's the thing that Rob told me today? That her husband is selling nude pictures of her for heroin.
I heard
that. Was that in the Sun?
Autographed
nude pictures of Amy Winehouse. No, no, no.
Is this Blakey? Is this the Blakey that's
yes.
In, my Blakey that's in incarcerated.
No, no, no.
They say you want to go to rehab. I'm not going to go to bloody rehab. I smell like vomit. No, no, no. Look at this. Look at my dirty fingernails and my bad teeth. I smell like vomit and my big weave. Check out me big weave. He smells like vomit. You like me records?
I love your records, Amy.
Thank you. You like me records?
I think they're swell.
You know, that's
that
right. It's the talent runs in the family.
What's that smell?
It's vomit. It's vomit coming off me jeans.
Are you going to have a C-section?
No. I don't care if my vagine gets torn up.
Sure.
It don't matter. It's already that way from Pete Doherty. And my husband, Blakey, who's incarcerated.
In
jail. Go rehab. No, no, no.
Oh, dear. Hold on. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, dear.
I always throw up on myself.
Just swallow it.
Oh, that's better. No.
That'll keep your jugs clean.
That's right. My nice big jugs.
Incredible jugs. Hey, this weekend on WJFK, momentous occasion, the, I believe, third uninterrupted presentation of the Joe Ardinger Radio Show.
Radio Greatness.
A show that Joe does for absolutely no pay.
Free.
And I think you'll see why. Here's a highlight from this past weekend's Joe Ardinger Show.
We will return to Steve McQueen as Papillon.
Joe did his own jingles.
I know he did.
Joe Radio.
Joe Radio, 106.7 WJFK. Junkies in the morning, Big O and Dukes in the middays, Don and Mike in the afternoons, and Jim Rome in the nighttime hour. And welcome back, Joe Radio.
And I believe that's Joe just writing his own slug line.
I don't want to get paranoid right out of the chute, but did he deliver our promo line with slightly less enthusiasm than the other programs mentioned
on
the
station?
Well,
we were a little petty with him before.
I mean, this is super petty. This
I don't know.
This
Let's
is,
listen again.
Do you hear the same
see,
thing I heard?
I want to hear it again.
Joe Ardinger with you, 800-6... Joe Radio, 106.7 WJFK. Junkies in the morning, Big O and Dukes in the middays, Don and Mike in the afternoons, and Jim Rome.
You're right. If you were looking like at a progression of steps, mm-hmm. he was going upstairs. Monkeys in the morning, Kingsley, mm-hmm. the midday show,
Dynamite in the afternoon,
Dynamite in the afternoon,
and Jim Rome
back up again.
Yeah, that's right. Suck all the other teats, Joe. That's smart. Suck all the other cows' teats. Meanwhile, me and Mike are here full of milk.
We are.
Just waiting for you to nurse.
We are fully loaded.
You have nipples?
You bastard.
You can milk us.
Milk us.
In the nighttime hour. And welcome back, Joe Radio. Joe Ardinger with you. 800-636-1067. Don't forget to email me at joeradio1067@aol.com. So. Oh, that was cool. Anyway, I'll get rid of that. That's my Joe song. I think I'll compose more of those, like a country and western one, and maybe like a soft rock one, and you know, everything will be cheesy. I promise you, everything will be cheesy. It's a very low budget show.
He is bad. I got news for you, Jackson. What do you think, Jackson?
What do you think, Jackson?
He's pretty bad.
Joe,
this is not a good show. Let's listen to more.
And yeah. But we like that. And low budget show, it's a good thing. Stay tuned. Sporting news coming up. Now, upstairs, I didn't.
You just do a plug for Sporting News Radio, too? Just threw that one in?
Up next.
He's got them all out of the way. Wants to get them out of the way at the beginning.
Plug all the shows. Plug what's coming on after you.
Fascinating so far.
Well, Hefe and Dubs mentioned this earlier. But,
Well, Joe, isn't there one or two more people that work at the stations whose name you could say at the beginning of this break?
Like Ann Tier.
And tear.
What did they mention? I can't recall. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting flustered here. They mentioned that there was a poker game going on. There's a poker game going on here at 10800 Main Street. Fancy that. And I was invited. And, you know, coming in to do the show, I was kind of concentrating on that, so I really couldn't.
Sure does sound like it. Sounds like you were concentrating on the show.
You know, razor focus.
I wasn't concentrating on the fact that I was going to a poker game where I work.
It's affecting me.
Joe.
And but the Big O and Duke's guys are up there, and Chris Kennard's up there, and then I heard the stakes.
Is this just another one of the breaks where Joe's just going to kiss everyone's ass on the radio station and say everybody's name?
Yes.
Is that what you do here? Joe?
No.
No?
No.
No.
What are we leading up to?
What's the meat of this break?
I don't know if there is any meat in this break. Which segment is it?
It's the one that Rob said you said was the best, segment 5.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. It just gets worse. That's the meat of the
segment. Oh, it gets worse.
How can it possibly get worse?
You know, I'm an overachiever.
Okay, dude, let's say, where you've heard this?
No, but I'm...
Okay. That's like some guy standing behind the guy at a craps table going, go ahead, yeah. Bet it all.
Yeah, you got all the numbers played? Roll.
It's not my money. Go and do it.
So, I mean, they were out of my league. $10. $10 game. Mm. Hold on a second. Let's find the conference room extension. Let's see what we got here. Oh, hold on.
I like it when he does behind the scenes radio.
Yep. Hey. My headphones are geeking on me here. Let's see. Hold on, I'm going to walk over here now, and we're going to find the conference room.
I got news for you. This is like some world-class bad radio. If Joe was not our number one houseboy, mm-hmm. if he was like just a bad disc jockey, mm-hmm. he could live in infamy with a tape like this,
he
right?
He could indeed.
We'd hear a tape like this, and we would think this is the Maze, or
yes,
this is one
yes.
of our
right
favorites.
Up there with all the greats.
Try it out. I don't know if this will work or not.
The Warner Brothers theme.
Thanks, Buzz.
Oh, they took the phone off the hook. That's not right. Try that again.
He's real good running the board, too, isn't he?
He says he's in there all by himself. Wow.
Doesn't sound like it.
Calling the WJFK. Concert, not concert hotline, conference room. Oh, that's just wrong. Well, we'll have to go. We'll have to do something else. We'll have to talk about something else. A poker game with a ten. I thought it was a $10 buy-in, but I guess they're just buying in with. They're just buying with a dollar or something. I mean, how do you? Oops, that's a bad line. You like that noise? Anyway,
this is like gold medal. Even the Russian judge would say 10. This is so bad.
Yes.
This is all so bad, bad it's good. Joe. So bad. God, it's so good. It's so bad.
I'm flustered because I can't imagine a $10 poker game. Maybe they should call down here and let me know exactly what they're doing because... I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
That they call.
$10 poker game.
Joe, I'm just going to guess here's why they're not going to call. Because it's funny to watch a guy drown when you could throw him the life preserver. It's funnier to watch him drown. Who knows? Maybe they'll throw him one.
Joe, was the idea going into the break that it was going to be the poker game?
There was no idea going into the break. That's the problem.
Oh,
break.
But most of your breaks, you have a little idea of what you're
going
to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just ran. I got to learn how to do 2 hours of radio instead of 1 hour and 50 minutes.
So all except this part was great?
All of it.
Did you do any impressions?
No. See, that's part of this segment, too. The phones were kind of getting wacky on me, and it all went to hell.
Oh, good. Let's hear more.
The last poker game I was in was a $100 buy-in. And I barely got out of there with my $100 back. But lordy, lordy, $10 game. I mean, what do you buy in with? Is that a dollar buy-in?
Lordy, lordy.
Why would you go to where you work, where you work, and play a $10 poker game?
Yeah.
Why would you talk about it on the air? That's my question.
Come on.
Joe.
I mean, I like everybody here. I don't have a problem with that.
You kiss a lot of ass.
Well, why didn't you just go to one of your guys? You know, I got a poker table. Why don't we go to my place sometime and play?
Do you think he's speaking to anyone right now?
I'm trying to understand the whole idea of the confusion over the $10 poker game. Mm-hmm. It seems to me to be a reasonable amount to play. You know, your ante in, you put in $10.
Right.
You know, that's your ante, right?
Stakes are kind of low for Joe.
Is that, I mean, he said $100 poker game, so now is he saying it's too low?
Joe, is it too low or too high?
$10. A $10 buy-in.
Joe?
Too much or too little?
Oh, he's busy. He's doing his real job now. Listen to him fly into action on the phones.
I hope the phones don't geek up on him.
Listen to him listening to
something. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, he tells the caller.
I tell you, he needs a weekend with that lady with the bad teeth.
With the dumb lady?
Really take everything I say so seriously. You'd be kidding me.
I love listening to Joe get his feedback. I take it so seriously. I'm a shock jock.
Mexico.
Sure.
You still haven't had that question answered about the $10 poker game.
No. Joe? Hello, Joe?
Joe?
Yeah?
Mike had a question for you.
Oh.
What?
I was taking calls.
He was.
No, we heard.
Where the confusion over the $10 poker game? What was that about?
Oh, I don't know. I was really just I was treading water at that point.
All right, so you were just talking.
Really nothing. Okay. Just talking out of your ass.
Trying to keep it hot.
Thank you. Well, that's an honest answer.
Kept it good and lukewarm.
That's just sad, man. That is just so sad. Now, let's see if we can pull this off. I'm going to try. Let's see. What am I going to do here? Let's see.
Dennis Murphy technique.
This is great radio, isn't it?
I swear to Christ, if this wasn't Joe, we would think that we had found the bomb. Oh. We would think that this was a WMD and we had
right.
found the best bad disc jockey.
We found it.
He's right here, right under our nose.
He is.
Isn't this fantastic radio?
On our station.
Fantastic.
Oh, I'm going to have
to. Well, let's see. Is it ringing?
If you wish to reach this person, please hang up and place your call again.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, madam. By the way, you're on the air. Let's try it again. Let's try this again.
By the way, you're on the air. Following the rules.
To the letter.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Here we go. All right, it's starting to heat up now.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Okay, now it's getting
taking notes. This is staggeringly entertaining radio, I'll tell you what.
No, duh.
Oh, I can't do this bit. I just can't do it. We were going to talk to Uno, the beagle, but he's not available right now. Oh, well.
Where's that train wreck sound effect? We have never needed that train wreck sound effect as bad as we do right now.
I was looking for, he promoed Uno the Beagle.
He's dumping out of that bit right now, Mike, on the fly.
I thought we were going to get Uno the Beagle this weekend. Yeah.
That's too bad. Hold on a second. Maybe we can, let's try to get him one more time.
Oh, good. He did win the Westminster Council.
Is he trying to call himself?
Yes, he's trying to do that bit where he's on the phone.
Trying to call Uno the Beagle.
I love the...
Uno? Are you there, Uno? Uno!
Uno's not here, man.
A little more of the mm-mm.
And by the way, he lives in Fairfax, don't you know?
Mongoloid Joe.
It's a local call.
Mongo Joe.
No, that doesn't work either.
Mongo Joe.
Uno? Uno. Come in, Uno.
This was on the air. This was on the air when there weren't people like Mike and I jumping in every 2 seconds saying, this sucks. This is like on the radio.
Live.
Well, this is staggeringly good radio when a bit doesn't work. But that's okay. That's the business. We've had a pretty good show, haven't we? And you know what? Let's just wrap it up.
Hold on. Just a second. I want to hear that again, please.
You got it.
Because I believe we have a new dialect.
Doesn't work.
Let's see if we have a new
dialect. That's okay. That's the business. We've had a pretty good show, haven't we?
Yeah. Joe, what is that accent?
I'm going to guess Italian. Mike.
Spanish or what?
That's flop sweat. Vocalized.
Rolling your R's there. What dialect were you doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
You like it when Buzz tries to speak for you?
I'm just asking.
I know you try to help him out.
You know what who the best dog is, though?
Uno!
Uno!
You know what? Let's just wrap it up on a high note.
Okay.
I have this here. I know you've heard this.
No way of finding that note.
I think it's worth playing again. It's Jane Fonda. It speaks for itself.
You're going to bogart the C cart. Okay.
I know when it started, there were some A-list celebrities who came out to help you. But, Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play. So what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called... And I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
But then you were invited to go see it.
Yes, then I came to New York to see Eve, and it changed my life.
You know, before we go to break, in our last half hour, we're talking about the vagina monologues.
Is that him just laughing over this?
I think so.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
And this is Meredith Vieira after she got herself torn a new A.
She apologizes, and so do we. We would do nothing.
Jesus, what a lovable idiot he is, huh?
Please accept that apology. And
go out on a high note.
There's only 40 seconds left in this segment.
I halfway agree with you.
Let me tell you something. Just putting Jane Fonda on is enough to offend my audience. Anyway, that's it, everybody. Another exciting edition of Joe Radio. We'll try to get Uno the Beagle on next week.
Next week, Joe Radio.
Oh, no. Every Saturday night from 9 to 11.
No.
Right here on 106.7 WJFK and broadcast out into the World Wide Web via, the internet on WJFK.com. Listen, I got to get out of here. Stand by for sporting news. Joe Radio, over and out. Keep looking for the pony.
Hey, at least you had a slug line at the end.
I like that.
I like that part. Keep looking for the pony.
Does that have any explanation, Joe?
Joe, what does that mean?
It's my favorite joke.
Well, share, please. Share with everybody.
Well, in a nutshell, it's about a guy who has two sons. One's an optimist and one's a pessimist. And he puts the pessimistic kid in a room full of the optimistic kid in a room full of horse ass.
Joe.
And when he checks on him an hour later, the kid's throwing the horse ass all around saying, with all this horse ass, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere.
Gotcha.
So that's like life. Keep looking for the pony.
Keep looking for the pony.
That was not funny.
Okay, bye, Joe.
Buzz, do you have a cyanide tablet?
Got a whole bottle of it.
That makes me feel all creepy.
That's radio gold.
I feel
right
creepy
there.
After that.
That's awful.
That's creepy good.
That's worth keeping for posterity. That
creepy
is so bad.
Creepy good.
I can't wait till next week.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Hi there, Buzz. Try to decipher this part
I'm
of the show.
Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
You ready there?
I'm ready.
Where's your man?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Being careful. It's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
I'm
the oldest man in the world.
I think I do after that last segment. I think I got herpes from that last segment.
You got herpes in your ear.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Joe.
Thanks. Nice job, Joe. Yeah.
I'd like to mention the Joe Ardinger show has nothing to do with our show. And we'll be back with Buzz's News in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.